Wow. It is so amazing to be here with you on Christmas Day 2025, December 25th. And to just think about how far we've come. Because it's easy to get blackpilled and we're all awake, so it seems like it should be so easy to fix it. But there's so many people that are still not awake or in the first processes of waking up. I really think we should be thankful this Christmas more than ever for the success we've had. Trump got us out of the global carbon tax, key to the whole takeover, ESG, central bank digital currency, global social credit score system. Devastating their whole plan. Secured the border. The tariffs were somewhat successful. Still an ongoing process. Shut down hundreds of billions of dollars of stolen money to the Democrats and the NGOs. Massive gains exposing election fraud. Got rid of tax on tips. So much more. Yes, I'm a cheerleader for Trump when he's doing good. When he's doing bad, we get on his ass. But it is so amazing to realize how far we've come in general awakening and consciousness. And it is such a blessing in the twilight of the year 2025 to be here with you talking about this. Despite all the deep state's efforts to shut us down, God has kept us on air working through you. They have a state receiver. They said they would have an auction in December. Now they're saying January or February. It's crazy. Will they let good guys buy it? I don't know. Regardless of the Alex Jones Network backup built. But I just know, I've been in this building 16 years, but on air 31. Started InfoWars as a name and a project in 1997. But come to the same place forever. I liked it overall, but I hate it at the same time. But them trying to shut us down the last few years, everything we've been through has made me love it so much and made me love this crew even more than ever. So I want to thank the crew. I want to thank my family. I want to thank the listeners. We are family. But I want to thank my biological family for what they've gone through standing with us. And just say this, God is in control. Jesus is our Lord and Savior. Jesus is King. And to see the West and humanity start to wake up, black, white, old, young, coming together is why the enemy is so scared and why they're getting so aggressive and so crazy. So I want to just start of this Christmas transmission today. Just thank you for all you've done. I mean, seriously, I love to fight the globalists. It's all I want to do. I'll never back down. I'll never give in. I'll never sell out. It's impossible. It's not who I am. Put a gun in my head, I won't sell out. But I could give out. And that's why when you call in thanking me, I always say, I want to thank you because it is my main desire to stay in this fight. And you're the ones that allow it. You're the ones that do it. Now, Andrew Wakefield was the original person exposing poison shots and autism. He's been totally vindicated. In studio with us, coming up. Then, Andrew Meyer responding to, as a Jewish person, to all the attacks and things that are going on. It's good to hear from folks like him. Then Victor Boot, that nobody can get an interview with, barely even Russia, regional leader, former U.S. political prisoner, listened to me for 10 years in prison. He's got big intel, incredible interview coming up. And then, of course, Kitey, defender of the Republic, who is doing an incredible job exposing the globalist crime syndicate. This lady is amazing. And I also learned she's the stepdaughter of a very important person. I didn't realize that when I was talking to her, but every guest is powerful. Everything they say is powerful. You decide how it gets spread. You decide the effect it has. You decide. You are the game changer. And you decide, as we go to break and come back with the full transmission, Dr. Andrew Wakefield in the studio, on whether or not this operation can continue on, no matter what happens, InfoWars. Because when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, you don't just fund InfoWars or the legal defense. You fund the Alex Jones Network. It's been built and is ready to go, is our backup. And there's an even bigger studio being built right now as well by our sponsors, thealexjonesstore.com. We're all in. We thank you for being all in. Ultramethylene Red, what a bestseller. The first two rounds that came in sold out so quickly. More Ultramethylene Red proprietary. It goes great with methylene blue. Very special. Takes hours to get into it. Go research it. Now back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. So get your methylene red right now. Ultramethylene Red right now at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back with Dr. Andrew Wakefield.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Dr. Andrew Wakefield for at least 20 years, even before they tried to set him up and destroy him. And he has been a fellow Austinite, you know, now lives outside Austin in Wimberley, beautiful place. If I could, I'd live out there. It's gorgeous. But I can't commute in the hour. And it's got to be twilight zone for you. In fact, I just didn't get to talk to you before you came in. We just talked like a minute before we went live. And I said, what do you want to cover first? You just said how crazy the world is, how things have changed, the Great Awakening. I said, that was my first question. But probably before we get into all the new developments, important to just recap what they did to you. And, you know, you're not a victim, you're an overcomer. And not for me to play victim either, but I have gone through a very similar demonization, large-scale campaign. So we are peers in that, like a Mike Lindell or a Donald Trump. And it's not like we're a whining victim. We have experienced the machinery and being run over by it. So we have a particular perspective to be able to share with people. But the good news is back when you're blowing the whistle and I'm blowing the whistle on things, there weren't many of us so they could really target us. Now there's so many that we're beginning to turn the tide, overwhelm them. So WakefieldMediaGroup.com, now you make films, all the rest of your great work helping autistic children. But you were and still are patient zero, tip of the spear, domino number one in the UK with your patients, discovering this has all been vindicated, then the fake studies, the lies, all of it totally insane. But first, because you want to go there first, 35,000-foot view, they're trying to impeach Robert F. Kennedy Jr. They've had so many huge successes. It's really amazing. And so he's now the new target. We got to rally behind him. And then just recapping and take your time and what happened to you, and then we'll get into all the new developments in this giant new study that's come out that's just incredible.
Sure, Alex. Well, who could have believed when we first got together that we would be here now, how the world would have changed? But my story starts back. I was a mainstream gastroenterologist at a London teaching hospital, had a big research team. Life was good. And then in 1995, I got a call from a mother who said my child was fine. They were normal. They had speech language interaction with their siblings. And then they had a vaccine, and then they disappeared. The lights went out in their eyes, and they were gone. And I believe, I said, why are you calling me? Because I'm a gastroenterologist. I don't know anything about autism at all. Nothing. We weren't taught about it at medical school. It was so rare. And she said, because my child has terrible gastrointestinal problems. And the doctors just say, oh, that's part of autism. Put them in a home, forget about them, have another child, move on. Mm. It was absolutely tragic. And she said, there's an epidemic of this particular problem, regressive autism. And so it was such a coherent and consistent story. I thought, we've got to look into this. We put together a big team of researchers, eminent gastroenterologists. The parents were absolutely right. The experts had said, there's no bowel disease in autism. Kids don't regress. It starts in the womb. It's genetic. No, it wasn't. They were wrong on every single...
Like you said, it was women's intuition.
It was the mother's intuition. And so I looked at this, and people said, look, we can't question vaccine safety. The dean said of the medical school said, this is not going to be good for your career, an overt threat. You know, stop this or else. And I kind of, you know, being a young surgeon at the time, I just thought, no, that maybe worked twice as hard. And they were right. The parents were right. This is the thing. When they said my kid has a bowel disease, the medical profession said that no, they don't, and they do. When they say my child regressed after a vaccine, you take that very, very seriously. You don't assume in your arrogance as a doctor that you know better. So they came after me, and they did a very effective job at dismantling my career. Now, here's the thing, Alex. Now people are familiar with the cancel culture of the medical profession.
But it was unknown then.
Unknown. It was unheard of.
In fact, you're kind of probably the first in modern time.
Well, it certainly felt like that. There was me, and then there were, you know, the World Health Organization and UNICEF.
And you're in every paper every day, the devil.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember walking into Times Square. I came back from giving a lecture in Hong Kong, and I walked into Times Square, and there was that sort of ticker thing going around the Fox News building saying, Dr. Wakefield as a fraud, and I was just... Anyway, this is what they did. They came after me. Rupert Murdoch had his son put on the board of GlaxoSmithKline, Europe's biggest producer of MMR. His job as a non-executive director was to go after me to protect that company's name in the media. He did a very effective job and dismantled my career. They accused me of fraud. They accused me of any number of things. There were 28 pages of charges. And it was staggering. And at the time, it was overwhelming. What do you do about it? How do you take this kind of thing on? Because it's massive. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to stop feeling sorry for myself and work out how best to continue with this work. And I came to America. So I came here as a political and professional exile, set up in Austin, and they came after me here. And eventually, you know what happened, Alex? I had so many people come to me from federal agencies like the CDC, like NIH, drug companies, saying, we have done a terrible thing. We've committed fraud. Here's the evidence. So I became a repository for whistleblowers, and I thought these would make amazing films. These would make great Aaron Brockovich-type movies, you know, The Insider. And so that's what I did. I became a filmmaker.
Well, I'm not a pathologist, but I've unfortunately seen this a few times, where a homeless person walks out in front of an 18-wheeler and gets splattered down the road. I don't need to be a doctor to know when their body is in 10 different pieces over 100 yards, they're dead. And it's the same thing. I can't tell you how many people at a resort or at a grocery store or a church say, you know, they got 3 or 4 kids with them. Oh, here's our son, Billy. He's 4 now. He was running around happy, playing, totally smart till 18 months, third round, had a bunch of convulsions and never talked again. And then has horrible diarrhea and screams and yells all day. But quantifying just briefly for people, because now it's been vindicated, What were the findings? What are the shots doing? What's it doing in the gut? We know it's connected to the brain. What's happening?
Well, I don't know, Alex. This is the problem. This is a great shame, is that if our work had been allowed to continue, that being sabotaged, I would have answers for you now. But I don't. But I know for sure there was a bowel disease. It was unusual. It wasn't like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. It was something different. But it responded to treatment. If we would give them anti-inflammatories or put them on a specific diet, excluding gluten and casein, for example, the kids would improve, not just from the gut, but cognitively. Well, the experts had said, once again, there is no improvement. These children don't get better. The diets have no effect at all. Yes, they do, actually, the parents.
But right. Now the good news is Kennedy is investigating it. Trump's directed an investigation.
Yeah, now the world has changed.
And now they're scared.
They're terrified. Bobby Kennedy getting in there and exposing this and saying, actually, the safety studies. You say safe and effective, safe and effective.
Look, I know you're a doctor and a scientist. You want to speculate, but there are studies out there. Particularly, it's the MMR, they say, is one of the worst, right, than hepatitis. And we know the brain, the spine, the gut's all connected. So, I mean, do we have any idea? I know you like got samples and things like how it's triggering this inflammation. And obviously, if the gut's inflamed, means the brain's inflamed, right?
Well, that's what what is the mechanism? How is the gut related to the brain? Is it that we're absorbing toxins from a damaged gut? Is it an allergic reaction? Are they being injured independently, but they're both susceptible to a vaccine injury? We don't know. Any number of these...
Well, we know they've been spraying wheat with the glyphosate at the end, so you get a huge intake of that. We know that's toxic. So what I've heard from other scientists is that the cocktail of the shots... And then with the glyphosate and then the Tylenol just pushes it over the edge. Boys have a weaker blood-brain barrier. That's why it mainly affects boys. I think that's kind of the working theory.
Yeah, there are many working theories, and that's one of them. It has as much merit as any other.
Well, that seems to think what Kennedy thinks is what Trump...
That's right. That's right. So what happened? What changed everything, Alex, was that I went to the CDC, had a meeting with them around 2000. I testified before Congress, and they said to me, Dr. Wakefield, look, every child has MMR vaccine, only some develop autism. How do you explain that? I said, well, I don't know. We own, you know, many people smoke, only some develop lung cancer. We don't know the reason for that. But I believe that in part it's related to age of exposure. The younger you get the vaccine, the greater the risk of autism. Why? Because with natural measles, the younger you get it, the greater the risk of a more serious disease if you get it under one. If you get it after one, it's a trivial disease. So they went away and tested that hypothesis. They found it was absolutely true, and they spent the next 14 years destroying the documents, hiding the results, and writing a paper which exonerated the MMR vaccine. 14 years. How many American children were put in harm's way of serious permanent neurological disease during that time?
Well, just in that period, we went like from, what, 56 years ago, it was 1 in 25,000. By then, it was like 1 in 5, 10,000. I don't remember the numbers. Now it's like 1 in 35 or something?
No, they're 1 in 20. We're talking 1 in 20.
So it's even worse.
Yeah, it's much worse. And so 14 years we waited, but then we made that film Vax. And when Vax got out there exposing fraud at the CDC, the world changed. It started to change. And two things have really changed the whole dynamic of this, Alex. One is movies, films. In the clinic, I can help one child at a time. But you make a movie, you can show that to millions of people at one time.
And now the EU and all of them want to ban films questioning the shots.
Oh, absolutely. And you can see why. And the other thing is COVID. COVID was the biggest mistake they ever made. It exposed the underbelly of the system, the profiteering, the ignorance. The people are now changing. When I got involved in the beginning, maybe a handful of people worldwide would talk about vaccine safety. Now it's more than half the adult population of the world.
And it's not as people have woken up more. There's way more damaged kids. So yeah, that'll get you an army. And we'll take this. I remember right before they released COVID, they had the Vaccine Advisory Board of the UN meet an emergency in Switzerland in November. And we played the clips here. And there's the head lady. I forget her name. She's an Asian woman. She's like, most our doctors don't trust the shots. We don't know what they do. We're giving them by big pharma, and we're using people as guinea pigs. This needs to stop. So I believe they went ahead and released it to try to bring their disease X hysteria to say, oh, no, you see, you need us, because their own system, I know, was in open rebellion against. Some of you have seen those clips. And that they had always thought disease X would give them total control, instead it backfired.
Yeah, it backfired. Now, this is where we are now, Alex, and I'll just read you this. This is a paper that came out recently. This is a paper that was written by people who were skeptical about the serious side effects of vaccines initially. People like Peter McCullough, an outstanding cardiologist who's sort of...
Is that the McCullough Foundation?
Peter McCullough Foundation.
This is
the review. All those years ago, what I asked for, Alex, was more research to be done to establish the validity of the parents' claims or not. That's all I
asked. You asked for research. You didn't fear investigation.
I asked for... I didn't say vaccines cause autism. I asked for more research to be done. Now that research has been done, a review of 136 papers that purport to look at this issue, the conclusion, I'll read the conclusion, combination and early timed routine childhood vaccination constitutes the most significant modifiable risk factor for autism spectrum disorder. In other words, it can be prevented.
This is the signal. Let's be clear, because I've talked to not just McCullough, but other people. This is a very prestigious report. This is of the highest standards. This is huge.
Absolutely. And from people...
So finally, 20 years later, you got what you needed.
Well, this is it. We got it, and there it is. And so they're in a...
And what does it show?
It shows that vaccines are the major cause of this problem, particularly autism. And it's modifiable. You can change it. You can prevent it. None of this ever had to happen.
It's interesting. The drugs they talk about are exactly what you talked about 20 years ago that are needed.
Yeah, if only they had done the science properly. If only they hadn't lied and deceived the public, deceived themselves that they were safe and effective and the science had been done. And it took Bobby Kennedy to come forward, a lawyer, and say, show me where it's been done. And they couldn't, because it hasn't.
That's right. In the hearings, they finally admit, we've never done a double-blind study. They just lie and say they have.
Yeah, randomized controlled clinical trials prior to licensure have not been done. We put hepatitis B vaccine into one-day-old infants based upon a five-day safety study. No controls, no appropriate control.
And we've learned in those studies... Like the Pfizer later, they hide the deaths, too.
That's right.
And so it's not only...
you're absolutely right. And if your child died on day six after the vaccine, it was nothing to do with the vaccine, because they designed the study in that way.
It's premeditated. So let me ask you this. There's a lot to get into here. What is Big Pharma going to do now?
Well, here's the dilemma, is that what they're doing is the current vaccines like measles, mumps, and rubella have been around for a long time. They're failing. And what they're doing now is making mRNA-based vaccines for measles, mumps, rubella, and a whole host of other childhood infections. The plan is for the market to be taken over by those existing vaccines. Now, the good thing is the market will always win. Parents now know, and parents are saying no. Parents will demand the safety studies to be done. They will demand the proof because people like you have put it out on their show and exposed the world to the truth. And that's the important thing, is that they can do what they like, but if the market says no, if the parents say, I am not putting this into my child, then they cannot win.
Well, that's like, what was there, like a 2% uptake on the mRNA boosters for COVID?
Yeah, they're failing, and they've only got themselves to blame, Alex. They put themselves in this position. They have only got themselves to blame. It's no good blaming you and me for having this conversation now, or blaming the parents for pinning it on the vaccines. They are at fault.
You ever see the Borla clip like 4 years ago? He goes, these are terrorist criminal groups saying this. We've got the CIA and MI6 looking into them.
Yeah, well, come and look.
Yeah, but, yeah, and of course, the level of damage, we're doing them a favor. Imagine if they keep going. We're going to have 1 out of 3 children brain damaged. I mean, how far do they want to go here?
I know. I mean, the projection is 1 in 2 children by, what, 2030, 2032. I don't know whether those numbers...
Well, that's the end of civilization.
Yeah. You either have a child with autism or you're looking after a child. I mean, it's, you know, you have it or you're looking after someone.
Well, look, I'm not a vindictive person, but the best way to stop this is to punish people. There's a lot of, maybe we can't get them for the poison shots. We can get them for Ursula von der Leyen lying and taking all these, you know, tens of millions from Pfizer. We need to throw some people in prison. What about, I mean, they need to pay.
Well, you know, one of the tragedies of vaxxed is that there was no accountability. No one was held responsible. We made the movie. It went out there. Those people at the CDC who committed the fraud, right up to the highest level of the CDC, went on getting their pay, went on getting their pensions. No one paid any price apart from the children and their families.
Well, we saw Mangione kill that healthcare executive, which I don't think was good, but denying people care and stuff. He's a hero of the left. I'm not calling for this, but if this keeps going, these vaccine makers and people, you know, Fauci had illegally dozens of federal agents protecting him. Now he doesn't have it. I don't wish any harm upon Fauci, but won't they know once they're exposed and this keeps going on, they won't be safe anywhere on earth?
I think there'll be a number of parents who are just very, very, very angry, particularly if their children have been permanently damaged or killed. And I worry about that. I really do. I think it's a reality. It's the world in which we live. And if people do not get justice through the system, will they seek it in other ways? I don't know, but history tells us that yes, they will.
Well, you're a very classy professional scientist, but we have Bill Gates saying, I want to get rid of most of the population. There's too many, plus I only have the shot. I mean, there's no way the people running this at the top don't know what they're doing.
No, I think they do. I think that they've known for some time. After the point of knowledge, even if they didn't set out with this agenda, after the point of knowledge, it becomes deliberate because you know what you're doing and it is deliberate. I mean, I did a study on a film I made with Bobby Kennedy Jr., and that was on infertility vaccines in Africa, developed to make women infertile without any informed consent to the women concerned to whom these were being given, a deliberate attempt to sterilize people in the third world, an experiment. It was absolutely disgusting.
Was that the tetanus?
Hmm?
Was that the tetanus?
That was the tetanus vaccine, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there are some bad people out there, and they need to be exposed. But more importantly, we need a large dose of common sense, and we're getting that now from the
White. Well, I mean, let's take common sense. These mad scientists who want to depopulate think they'd get away with this long term? I mean, the point is they need to give up now because it's going to get worse for them here on after.
Yeah.
They need to extricate. I'm telling them, run the white flag up.
No, you're absolutely right. If they had any sense at all, I mean, they tend to double down. They're in so deep. But I think we're in the right place now. I do hope, and here's a message for the American people and your audience in particular, that Bobby Kennedy will get a second term. to complete what he started. Because the dilemma is that if he doesn't get it done in the first 4 years, and he's making great strides, but...
100%. He needs to be the president, yeah, or whoever we elect needs to pledge to bring him back.
He should be back in charge of HHS in 4 years, 3 years' time. Because we are a very reactionary species, Alex, and if they get back in, if the Dems get back in, we will see a huge swing. The pendulum will swing back, and it'll be worse than it was before. So he needs to be able to complete the process that he started.
I totally agree. We've got a lot of time coming up. I've got a lot of new developments I want to get into here with you, but what else are we going to cover coming up?
I'd have to talk about the films that we've got. We got a film from Thailand. We just went out there and shot a COVID film. That'll be coming out early next year.
Have you given us the trailers?
We haven't got a trailer for that yet. It's being cut.
Well, tell us. I've seen the other great films. We need to play some of those trailers coming out. Maybe we should play the original Vax coming in.
Vax was huge. Vax.
I've seen most. What do you mean? You put up like four or five films, right?
Six films.
So, okay. I've seen four of them. So tell us the names of the films.
The first film was Who Killed Alex Bordalakis. All of these, as you pointed out, are available on wakefieldmediagroup.com. So go there for them. Who Killed Alex Bordalakis? That was the first one we ever made. Then we made Vax. Vax was one of the biggest movies of that year, 2016. Then I made a movie called The Act, 1986, The Act. It was about the National Child
Injury
Act when the industry, the vaccine manufacturer...
Ooh, I haven't seen infertility. I missed that.
Yep, the liability protection. That's the film with Bobby Kennedy coming soon.
Okay, that's why I haven't seen it.
Coming soon is... No, that's out. Infertility's out.
Oh, good.
The new film with Bobby...
Tell us about infertility.
Infertility is the one where they took the... tetanus vaccine, they spliced.
Oh, you were just mentioning
it. That's right.
Okay, so I know the story. I haven't seen the film. Wow, get the trailer for that one. Air that when we come back. See, that's the thing. There's so many. You're out there doing such a great job. And I think people think I know everything. People old-time calls say, why don't you know about this? I didn't even know you made this last film.
Well, the next film I want to make, and this is important, Alex, is that the tide has turned on the vaccine. That issue is going to now be resolved. The majority of people are saying, we don't trust you anymore. So that will, if we continue to work hard, will be.
But now comes the genetic therapies.
Well, now the film that I want to make, I have to make before I die, for this community is this. The greatest fear for any parent of an affected child, with a child with autism, is what happens to my child when I become infirm or die. They will fall upon the mercy of a world that doesn't understand them, doesn't care about them, doesn't love them. They will die on the streets. And that is what will happen because the existing systems are not in place.
Or being euthanized by maids.
Yeah. So I wanted to make a film that didn't forget about the children already injured, those who have fallen on the battlefield of man's quest to conquer infectious disease. And so... I'll tell you a story, Alex. I hope we've got time.
We got plenty of time. Let's go to break. Come back and start with this. Then we'll play the trailer to the infertility film that I didn't even know you had out. Exactly. We need to think about the victims. And not just for them, but people can understand the carnage that's happened so it doesn't happen again.
Absolutely.
Let's come back and talk about that, and then let's get into the infertility film as well. And we got plenty of time, as long as you want, and you got a lot to cover. We should also get into the study here.
Okay.
Well, here's the good news. Our surrender is over. We've turned the tide. Back when Wakefield first started doing this 25, 30 years ago, he was a lone ranger now. I need you to support the broadcast financially, and I just need those of you on the fence that have never gone to theAlexJonesStore.com to go get the ultramethylene blue. I'm only going to sell something that's really good for you and works great. Because, again, a good salesman sells a product that works, and it's good, and that I use. So take the challenge. Go to theAlexJonesStore.com now. And get ultramethylene blue. And it's the greatest because it's so good it hits in like 30 minutes. But the real effects happen the days and weeks as it builds up in you. The Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, that's going to take a few weeks to kick in. You get your wife pregnant, she'd have a baby for 9 months, folks. You only got to wait a few weeks with this. The effects of these are incredible. Again, I can do hours on each product. And these are the best. You study Irish sea moss, you study Shilajit, you study bovine colostrum. It's all the rage forever. These are sure things. I don't go get stuff that isn't already a sure thing. It's so easy. 90% of my waking hours is doing nothing but studying and broadcasting and fighting. And I just want you to keep me commissioned in this fight. Where have you seen results like this? And it's not me. I'm the opposite of prideful. I'm God-fearing. I fear nothing but God. I'm actually fearful of the position I've been put in by God that I'm like, need to do a better job. It's the opposite. I'm mad at myself. The crew can tell you behind the scenes. I am pissed off at myself. I am angry that I've been given so much power and I'm not executing it correctly. But God loves sudden death over time. God loves keeping you humble. When you buy from us, you're going to get a great product and you're betting on an organization that has the track record of victory. That's why the bad guys hate us. We know what we're doing. We know how to stop them. They want us off air. If I'm going to sell you something because I'm self-funded, it's going to work. You are missing out so bad if you don't get our Ultra DNA Revival new product, our incredible highest quality, the very best type of creatine gummies and powder, our bovine colostrum, all of it. 60% off right now. It ends next week. Get your orders in by tomorrow. You'll get it anywhere in the country before Christmas. But we need the support. And like I said, I'm out of money. I'm out of stuff to sell. I'm out of whatever. We have about a $400,000 underage going into next month. I mean, literally, to pay the rent and the payroll. I've got my Rolodex out. And I mean, there'll be no strings attached. But I'm starting to call people and folks saying, all right, you know, give me money. Because I ain't giving up. As much as I don't like begging for money, I give it up to the New World Order and rolling over and dying. I hate that even more. But I am literally down to the point now. My parents have lost everything they got. I don't have anything. I don't care. I'm happier than ever. I never had a bunch of stuff. But it doesn't matter when you're up against the wall and you ain't got no more to give. You understand? I'm giving you everything I got. And quite frankly, I'm more alive. I'm stronger. I'm smarter than I've ever been. In fact, I'm high as a kite in this fight. I love this. But the fact is only a fraction of our people are engaged. Oh, the Muslims are engaged. The Jews are engaged. I'm not attacking either group. You know why they're so powerful? They're engaged. They're involved in their group. Well, who are we? Well, we're Americans of every race, color, and creed that just want freedom and our country and our republic. Well, then you better start acting like it.
Wake up, folks. Spread this message. The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation.
Don't worry. It's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Listen, I'm a guy that loves culture and loves history and loves novels and loves fiction. But I got to tell you, I don't watch a lot of movies other than documentaries. I don't or even watch sports anymore because the real world is so much more interesting. And the epicness of what Dr. Andrew Wakefield has gone through, the original doctor exposing this back when they, I mean, I remember because I read the news every day and I was on the air back then. You couldn't open up any website, any newspaper without this horrible demon over here. And of course, he's all been proven right. And the problem's gotten two or three times worse since he first exposed it. And now you see the cavalry here and you see all these good things happening. And I see some Trump supporters bitching, saying enough's not happening. The media doesn't track all the stuff Kennedy's done. I mean, they just said, don't give kids the hepatitis shot. It's not recommended. That means the liability protection is taken away. They've cut the funding for all this new mRNA. And sure, there's new problems and he goes away for vacation and the staff mutinies and they're trying to impeach him. But the point is, compared to where we were 25 years ago when this guy, or 30 years ago, started exposing it, we are from like horse and buggy to Elon Musk Starship, going to Mars. I mean, it's just exponential. And I think you're right that they're on the wrong side of history. There's no way they turn this around now. I just don't see how they do it. But you got caught up on the break talking about the project you want to make. Start over about remembering the victims of this. That's so important.
Yeah. The problem is this, that for those children who've already been permanently injured by these vaccines, what do we do? Because they're going to be left on the battlefield when all the dust is cleared. And the greatest fear for their parents is what happens when I become infirm or die and there is no one left to care for my child. And I want to tell that story in a film. And here's a story for you, Alex. You'll like this one. I was at a conference once. I'd given a lecture and I was taken out for a dinner that evening by one of the organizers, a mother who had a severely affected child, just one child, that's all she had, estranged from her husband. And during dinner, she asked me if I would father a child for her. Now, you may think, well, what a really odd thing to ask Dr. Wakefield, and what an even stranger thing to tell people on my show. But I was absolutely struck and inspired by her sincerity. What she wanted, Alex, was not sex with me. What she wanted was a healthy, unvaccinated baby who could grow up and care for her vaccine-damaged child.
Wow.
That's the sincerity of this mother's request. She was prepared to take rejection or anything. She was prepared to put everything on the line. Her love for her child was so great that that was her request. And it was inspirational. I was so moved when I realized her motive. And I thought, I've got to tell this story. This deserves to be told. This is the story.
Well, I know a lot of parents that have disabled children, and that is their constant fear is not being there for them.
That's right. Polly Tommy said it the other day when she was in front of Ron Johnson in the hearing. So what happens to my son when I'm dead, when my husband's dead? What happens? Because the system is not geared up to look after them. And so I took this theme and I wrote the script back in 2012. And now the time has come to make that movie. The other movies, the vaccine movies, right the way. This one is set on the Yukon Trail, the cowboy film. It's a Western. There's a great love, a resurgence of Western at the moment. And this film is going to be made. And so it's really about a mother's instinct, a mother's love, the lengths she'll prepared to go to protect her child. And it starts with a wagon train of Norwegian emigres going across America, going west on the Yukon Trail, attacked by an Arapaho raiding party, killed to a man and a woman, except two people, a mother and her vaccine and her autistic son. And it's about a story of survival in some of the harshest environments in the world, of the cold and the disease and the Indian attacks and the indifference and everything she has to go through to protect this boy. And so that's the story that I want to make. So if there's anyone out there who wants to get involved as an investor, not a donation, as an investor in helping make this new movie, we'd love to talk to you. Please get in touch with us at info@wakefieldmediagroup.com.
Wakefieldmediagroup.com. I'm the mail here. Now let's get to one of your last films I haven't seen yet. I've seen four of the six. This is infertility. And this is well documented. The UN has a particular hormone that hits a woman the second trimester, causes basically a miscarriage. It also kills a lot of the women. You're the doctor. I remember reading articles about it. I guess they had some of the Catholic priests and others in these countries went and got it tested, found out it was happening. They had to admit it. Let's play the trailer for the film that people can find and see right now at wakefieldmediagroup.com. The film's called Infertility.
Infertility.
A diabolical agenda. Here it is.
Humans across the globe are becoming increasingly less fertile. The worldwide fertility rate dropped by nearly 60%.
What's happening here?
Infertility is one of the major problems in gynecology in Africa.
Currently, we have a tetanus campaign. We are targeting girls, basically the childbearing age.
The Catholic Doctors Association was able to collect samples during the vaccination exercise.
They did not expect that these samples would actually be tested. Somebody actually had something big to hide.
The lab that they purported to have tested the vaccine has actually confirmed to me that no such a thing ever happened.
No laboratory ever tested the vaccine.
That is not correct.
Which leads us to a disturbing turn of events.
If you do not stop World Health Organization, when they are through with Africa, they're coming for you.
I am not saying that if you take these vaccines, it will cause infertility, but I will say that none of the manufacturers should give you any assurances whatsoever that it won't.
Wow, that's powerful. Notice I hadn't seen the trailer or seen the film, but I kind of mentioned what it is because it's a well-known documented story. They've been caught red-handed so many times. And we have all these studies going back to the 70s, right through now, the UN studying infertility vaccines.
Yeah, and Gates was involved in this. This was largely funded by the Gates Foundation to reduce population size. But it violated so many rules of informed consent, of permission. I mean, it's absolutely extraordinary. And of course, it was something that was meted out on the most vulnerable populations in the world. People in East Africa, for example, people in South America, people who had no idea what was going on and no say in what was happening to their bodies.
And I forget the studies, but I've read them. You made a film, you probably remember them, but I remember, like, if they could do other infertility things that were more humane, though it's horrible, talk about crime against humanity, violation of Nuremberg Code, you name it, but the way it makes a woman the second trimester have a miscarriage in those conditions, didn't it cause a high rate of death in the women as well?
And there were a lot of problems with it, and in some women they were rendered permanently infertile. So it wasn't just a temporary measure. It was an extraordinary thing. They were quite brazen about it. That was the other thing, is that they published papers talking about infertility vaccines. Uh-huh. Of course, the details of the trials and the lack of informed consent, they didn't share with us.
Wow. So your next film is on the victims, remembering them. But what's the current new one coming out?
The current new one out, working title, The Honey Hunter's Daughter, is a film made about a tragic situation in Thailand. Beautiful young lady gets the COVID shot against all the rules, without any informed consent. And, well, I won't spoil the film.
Well, that was another thing.
A true story.
Even in the U.S., but as far away as Australia, they were giving kids in middle school, elementary, and high school shots without parental consent during COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. It broke all the rules. All the rules. They were swept under the carpet. And there's going to be a big reaction against them.
What is the UN and Tedros going to do? They're trying to pass their UN treaty, but it's not worked in most places. So they're kind of getting copies passed nationally, but not officially in the treaty. What's going on with that whole agenda?
I don't know, Alex. You know far more than I do about that. It's not something I've been following closely. I've been working on the next.
Well, they want total control over everything with vaccine passports. It's bad.
It's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. If you haven't had it done and you can't prove it, you don't get this, you don't get that, you don't get this benefit. And, of course, the people who are going to suffer most are the people who need whatever benefit is, whether it's Social Security, whether it's something for their children's education. They're not going to get it, therefore they're going to comply, because if they don't comply, then they're going to be excluded.
Well, you're the surgeon, the research scientist. But, I mean, I do know learned immunity and you know, all this is obviously something real. But there's always side effects. Is this a good science that's just been hijacked, or is it so discredited it never matters anyways because of trust? What happens to it now? Because we now know they've changed the definition of vaccine from giving you know a damaged version of a virus or a bacteria, so your body learns how to recognize it and defeat it. They've now changed it to basically anything they want to put in your body, and these whole new classes of things. What's going to come now of this?
Well, it comes down to the fact that it's actually all guesswork. They've lived with the delusion that these vaccines are safe and effective based upon studies they believed to have been done, that were never done. The data weren't there, but it became a self-perpetuating mantra, safe and effective, safe and effective, and anyone who questioned that was irresponsible. Well, people are questioning it. There's no going back, and the truth will emerge.
Well, here's a microcosm example, and I haven't read the study in a decade. But I had scientists on at the time when I was first on there like 31 years ago. But they Searle in the 70s couldn't get, this is a chemical we're talking about now, a biologically produced chemical. They couldn't get aspartame approved. And, of course, you know, it was a biological, the first genetically engineered biological creatures to eat the inside of oil tanks out. You usually have bacteria that will do that, a bunch of companies now. But they found the excretion of the bacteria or their feces was this highly addictive, toxic, you know, breakdown basically of wood alcohol and with some other things to it. But then Rumsfeld comes in, takes over Searle, has Monsanto get it, and they get Reagan to sign off in the early 80s on aspartame, saying it was safe. But then when the studies they used was rhesus monkeys putting it in the milk, but they just took out, I think it was like 47% died like right away. They took out all the monkeys that died and then only put in the study the monkeys lived. And then now here we are these decades later knowing it's just devastating. So it's not just the shots, it's just all over the place.
Let me read you this, Alex, which goes to that. And this is about the effects of, in monkeys of the polio vaccine. But this is something, this is a government document by the head of the FDA in the Federal Register, and this goes to neurological injury with the polio vaccine, but it pertains to all vaccines. It reflects their attitude to vaccines in general. Let me read you this. Any possible doubts, whether or not well-founded, about the safety of the vaccine cannot be allowed to exist. Cannot be allowed to exist. In view of the need to assure that the vaccine will continue to be used to the maximum extent consistent with the nation's public health objectives. In other words, it doesn't matter how good the science is questioning the vaccine safety, it doesn't matter how many children are injured or how seriously they're injured, it cannot be allowed to exist because it doesn't, it's not consistent with the government's vaccine objectives.
That, by the way, we're live right now, Dr. Wakefield, but I want to put this statement up front when I post this on X and Rumble with millions of viewers later. I want you to start over, look at the camera, and reread the quote from the federal government saying it's a national security issue. You will cover up the truth, literally giving the outcome up front before they even do an investigation. I mean, this is damning. Take your time. Where does this come from? It's in McCullough's new study, but the links to the federal government's own statement. You talk about damning. This is cult. This is Jim Jones. Drink the cyanide Kool-Aid.
This is an independent document, not part of that McCullough study, but from the Federal Register, 1984, in relation to neurological injury from the polio vaccine. But it really reflects the government's attitude.
This is huge. I'm going to do this up front. I'm going to put this up front. Good. I thought it was the same study. Start over. Where did this come from? What are they saying? Start over. This is so huge.
This is from Mark Novich, acting commissioner, acting head of the FDA, the Federal Register. Volume 49, 107, Friday, June the 1st, 1984, in relation to neurological injury following the polio vaccine. But it is something that can be extrapolated across the board to a government view of all vaccination policy. It says, quote, any possible doubts, whether or not well-founded, about the safety of the vaccine cannot be allowed to exist. This is the matrix, Alex. This is the matrix. It cannot be allowed to exist in view of the need to assure that the vaccine will continue to be used to the maximum extent consistent with the nation's public health objectives. In other words, it doesn't matter how good the science is. It doesn't matter how strong the evidence is. If it goes against public health objectives, it doesn't matter how many children are damaged or how seriously they're damaged. The science cannot be allowed to exist. That is extraordinary, and that is what we've been up against for all these years.
And they're so arrogant, they admit it. And even before they crucified you a few years later, I remember even ABC News, back when it would do its job a little bit, in 2001, had gotten minutes leaked to it from a CDC meeting with the heads of the CDC and all of them together, talking about their grandkids getting brain damaged and an epidemic of autism, and they knew what was doing it. But they decided, we're going to take it out and make it safe now, but we got to cover this up or it'll damage the greater good we're doing. And then I remember about 10 years ago, one morning by myself, I'm hiking called the Hill of Life in Austin. It's like a, you know, three-quarter of a mile hill. I've seen Lance Armstrong out there many times running up and down the hill. But I remember I'd done it three or four times. I get to the top, and this distinguished-looking man comes over. He says, Alex, we know you're not a bad guy. I'm the head of the State Health Department Science Research Division. And we know the shots are hurting a lot of people, but you have to understand the greater good is it's saving more. And even then I had my smartphone and I went and put his name into my car and it was him. So here's the head of, you know, the head state scientist telling me we know it hurts a bunch of people, but the hurt is less than the reward, which we now know isn't true, but it was that same attitude. And he literally told me that on the hike and bike trail.
That's the arrogance of these people. They've been working. It's such a delusion. There's such a delusion that the greater truth excludes the lesser. I think Adolf Hitler wrote that in Mein Kampf.
In Justified Means.
The greater truth excludes the lesser. And this is their belief. It doesn't matter how many kids get hurt or how seriously they get hurt. Our policy prevails.
And they just absolve themselves.
Yeah, they're not going to get compensated. We're going to make it as difficult as we can for them to get any compensation. We're going to destroy their family lives. It's going to cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars to look after their affected child. And we're going to put the burden of proof on the parents in vaccine court so that the parents have to prove that the vaccine caused
the
problem.
And then sue and silence and censor anybody that tells the truth.
Absolutely.
But that's just their cover. Oh, well, I remember saying to him, I said, so what's your proof it's not causing way more problems? Because even then I said, we've got like 1 in 50,000 to 1 in whatever it was. He just said, oh, Alex, you just don't know the numbers. And I'm like, actually, I interview scientists all day long. I do. We're not living as long. We're not, even all this great science, it keeps us alive, but we're not as healthy as we were.
Yeah, if anyone knows the numbers, it's Alex Jones. He doesn't know the numbers. And they don't know the numbers because the system has been set up to obfuscate the numbers. Only 1% of true adverse reactions reported to the vaccine injury system in this country.
Well, I know this. I can look at photos of when I was a kid in the 70s and 80s and old film reels and stuff, black kids, white kids, it didn't matter. And you look at the pictures of the adults, everybody, they look so much healthier, so much better. I go to a movie. I've got an 8-year-old. I've got, you know, 4 children. 3 of them are grown up. But I take my daughter to movies some. And, I mean, it's scary how many autistic kids are in there. It's scary how sick the kids look. I mean, you can look at it. It doesn't look good. Just as a normal person looking at it, this doesn't look good.
No, it's a terrifying situation.
As Kennedy points out, we're the most unhealthy country in the world.
Yeah, and we've got to hope that we're in a position to do something effective about it to prevent this tidal wave before, as you say, it swamps the entire population and it's too late because so many people are injured. That's got to happen.
Well, all I've got to say is, Trump's not perfect, and I criticize him when he needs to be done. But with Gabbard and Kennedy and the anti-war stuff, I mean, alone, this is night and day in my view. And, you know, here we go. Michigan Dem rep files impeachment articles against RFK Jr., accuses him of abandoning science and endangering Americans. They've had rebellions inside the facilities. They sign documents when he leaves. I mean, we need to be praying for Kennedy because he's really proven he's the real deal, not just in his decades of work, but now in the crucible. And I know people that work with him. He works 18 hours a day and he's flying around the country and coach. I see his schedule. I don't know how he does at his age. I mean, this is God-given hero right here.
He's an extraordinary character. I know him well. We've known each other for a long time, and all credit to him for what he's doing, given the legacy of his family, the risk he's taking, but he's out there and he knows he's making enemies, but he's doing the right thing.
Well, he said he's ready to die for a greater cause.
Well, that just says it all. We need to respect those people.
Well, people always say the devil's greatest trick was he doesn't exist. I don't agree with that. The greatest trick is that good people don't exist. There are good men and women.
There are. And in the end, they will prevail. Unfortunately, things are happening very, very fast right now. We need to keep that going, and this show will help that happen.
Well, I would never say they broke you, but I remember meeting you before and having you on quite a bit, and then you were here like 15 years ago or something, and you just moved to Austin, and you were putting on a good front. You did it good on air, but I could tell you were drained, and it seemed like you were just making yourself stand up and just doing it's the right thing. But then the other times I met you in the next few years, you got stronger and stronger and stronger. It feels like your spirit's stronger than ever now.
Well, people like you were listening, Alex. That made a big difference.
Well, the only reason I've experienced it myself, when it's so bad, you just have to keep going. But then when I see us really starting to get traction, it does it not feel, not a thing of pride, but more of like completion or satisfaction? I mean, you know what I mean? Like that feeling of I did the right thing and God's real and this is turning around?
Yeah, you know, and we talked about this before, but there was a point where things were really low, really bad. Everything had fallen apart. Every every title had been taken away. The income had gone. And I looked around and I thought, you know what? Stop feeling sorry for yourself. This child has no voice. He's lost his voice. He can't fight for himself. He needs an advocate. This family need an advocate. You're fit. You're healthy. Get on with it. Get over yourself. And it was very liberating. And I got back into it, back into the fight in a big way. I never left the fight, but I got back into it with a renewed enthusiasm and got over the fact that, you know, the universe doesn't really care too much about Andy Wakefield as an individual. There's a whole lot more important things going on out there. So just go.
Well, I think in the universe, God understands the long game. And so, but I've been in the same position. It's just that I would get not depressed, but sad that I know all this. It's so obvious. Why aren't more people joining me? Well, we're ahead of the curve. So I would get more lonely and more sad. Like, not so much feel sorry for myself, but like a sadness. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the tragedy for me was just witnessing such extraordinary damage that I knew was completely avoidable. And that was very, very difficult. But the only way to do it is to deal with it, is to take it on head on and do whatever you can to rectify the situation.
Well, I've had four children in hospital. And if you do a few more minutes in the next hour with us, we got to go. And I'll tell the story when we come back. But it's you know, the first child, but the second child, you know, nice hospital, daughter's a listener, everything's great. But with my first child, he had low blood sugar, whatever. So they wanted to put him in the NICU, whatever. I go back there. I start talking to the nurses, and they go, oh, we're all listeners. But by the way, I later saw this in the news, separate nurses, other places in the country. They said, when we give the preemies the shots, we bring in the defibrillators and stuff because a lot of times they die. And I'm sitting there with them all telling me, oh, you're smart not to take the shots, because I'd had the same nurses in there trying to pressure me an hour before. Now they're like, oh, actually, we know. We wouldn't do it. We give them the shots, and the kids, you know, we have to defibrillate them. And I remember hearing that. And then years later, it was in the news. Nurses blew the whistle. They have to have defibrillators when they do it. I mean, so they follow the order of the bioethics board. Then the kid goes into cardiac arrest. They got to give him a defibrillator. I mean, it's like, how obvious is this?
That's heartbreaking to hear that.
Have you seen those stories in the news?
I saw them years ago. Yeah. Some of those. Yeah, they were.
But to me, this actually happened. Yeah. Wow. And I'm like, 2 hours ago, you're trying to pressure me. She goes, I know, I'm doing my job, but you're right. We would never take it. And so it's like behind the curtain. It's like the Matrix. It's like,
what would you do with your own child? Oh, I wouldn't do that. Yeah. Tragic.
They said, you need to get out of here now. We got to give this preemie shots. And they're like literally rolling in the defibrillator. I mean, it's just like, we're going to hit this kid with a truck. See how they like it. We'll be right back in the next hour with Andrew Wakefield. Share those live feeds now. Remember, you fund this operation. I'm very thankful to you, and I'm challenging you, those that have supported, love the products, and those that have never gotten the products, to do your Christmas shopping with us. If you get your orders in by Friday, you're guaranteed to get it way before Christmas anywhere in the United States. Okay, because we ship out like a day after the orders come in, and most of the country gets it in 2 days, the rest three, Hawaii or Alaska, I think it's like four. So get your orders in now. The biggest sale so far, 60% off on the ultramethylene blue, on the Shilajit, on the Irish sea moss, incredible super nutrient compounds that just blow you away. You owe it to yourself to get it. Our information's strong. You know that. The products are just as strong and just as powerful. I'm challenging you to support the broadcast. Those of you who have never gotten a supplement, go to the alexshilajit.com. Make the decision now. Get our ultramethylene blue. Get our Shilajit. Get our bovine colostrum. It's amazing. Experience it, and you're going to be hooked. And then we can continue on the air in a symbiotic relationship. But I need your help. Give yourself the gift of great health, clarity, and focus, and keeping powerful beacon of truth on the air, a 360 total win-win at thealexjonesstore.com. We also have limited edition fundraiser posters to keep us on the air at infowarsstore.com. I can't do this without you. You're not key, you're everything.
Well, hello there, Info Warriors. We are having a 60% off sale on selected items. Take a look behind me. We have the sea moss and Shilajit gummies. And you know, we have the medical grade methylene blue that will light your ass up like a Christmas tree. You can also buy one of me in the store. Act now while supplies last.